Hi, this is a dictation for Sylvia Gordon, Sylvia Gordon, date of service is June 25th, 2024, date of birth is 6-26-1967, date of accident 7-11-2023. The patient, Sylvia Gordon, is here for follow-up evaluation. She alleges that all her symptoms are as a result of an accident that happened on 7-11-2023. Here she was traveling in a Silverado truck with her husband driving, and she was restrained front seat passengers and were rear-ended at a moderately high speed of around 40 miles an hour, leading to damage to the rear part of the car and injury to the left shoulder and some whiplash injury and to the head injury. She has initially severe headaches that were located front and left temple with associated with dizziness, vertigo, and light sensitivity and loss of equilibrium. No other symptoms were reported except for pain in the left side of the neck, left side of the upper back, mid back, and left shoulder area to the tune of 8, with difficulty in lifting the shoulder beyond 90 degrees. She has a positive rotator cuff injury signs. Although she can walk okay, sleep okay, sit okay, most of the symptoms are continuing today also. The pain varies from 3 to 8 with 80% improvement in overall all the symptoms. The headaches are continuing, but there is no associated vision disturbance, double vision, taste problem, smell problem, and memory problem. However, there is some dizziness and vertigo and loss of balance and lack of focus. She is having anxiety and panic, depression. She is able to sleep well. The pains are still located on the left side of the neck, left side of the head for headaches, left side of the upper back, and spasm of the trapezius muscle on the left side. In addition, patient has severe pain in the left shoulder, which is 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Some radiation of pain is reported front and back of the left arm, involving all the 5 fingers as pain. Overall, pain is 3 to 8 and ADLs are affected, 5.
Are you guys
going to work
on
this? One second. So, please review the records. Patient does report 80% improvement. Review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional history, as well as medications, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 140 over 90, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is still the same with no difference from the previous visit, dated 5/30/2024, dictation number 0624-016. Diagnoses are the same. Plan is to continue the physical therapy as ordered 3 times per week for cervical thoracic region, left shoulder, left trapezius muscle. And light duty job is recommended, 6 hours, 5 days, 5 pound lifting limit. And person is advised to try massage, chiropractic treatment, and other treatments. Medications are provided as follows: Mobic 7.5 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory effects. Flexeril is provided for muscle spasms, 7.5 mg twice a day for relieving the spasm. Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for the stomach relief. Elevel 50 mg. PRN is provided for sleep, GAD disorder, pain relief. Gabapentin is provided for neuropathic pain and head injuries. Thank you. And labs are reviewed and labs are also reviewed, and patient is otherwise fairly stable. Thank you.